I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Genoa Township Trustees. Today is May 3rd, 2012. Time is 7:03 p.m. This time I'd ask our fine resident, Mr. Pat Blaney, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. Thank you very much. All right, Fiscal Officer's Report.
Yes, sir. Just a couple items. First, approval of special trustee meeting minutes of February 16, 2012.
Okay, I will move to approve the meeting minutes from the special trustee meeting held February 16, 2012.
Is there a second?
I will second that.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Second is approval of the regular trustee meeting of February 16, 2012.
All right.
Mr. Chair, I motion to approve the meeting minutes from the regular trustee meeting held February 16, 2012.
Second.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
And then the only other thing I have the financials for you folks to sign off on afterwards. Balance as of April 30, 2012, $14,285,165.44. Of that, the breakdown is in the pooled investment accounts. We have $10,713,783.64. And then in our operating account, $3,571,381.80. Everything's balanced. Everything's reconciled.
Okay, moving right along. Public comment. I believe we have Jennifer Strong, registered sanitarian with the Delaware General Health District, and Mr. Pat Blaney, with the a health board member, talking about the Clean Restaurant Awards.
Jennifer is a registered sanitarian with our food service protection staff. And each year, the health district presents the Clean Restaurant Award to those licensed food facilities that have demonstrated a high level of compliance with food safety standards. There are four major criteria to receive this award. The entity has to receive on its two standard inspections that occur during the year a score of at least 95%. And the way that works is the score is set at 100% and points are deducted for each violation. They also have to have not had any follow-up inspections necessary during those two standard inspections, and they must not have had any valid complaints filed against the organization. And of course, they have to pay their annual registration fees on time. You know, it's surprising, but of the hundreds we deal with, every year we have a list of 10 or 12 we have to send to the county prosecutor for compliance.
Wow.
You wouldn't think that would happen. Food safety and preventing foodborne illnesses is a priority of the health department. And our facilities that get these awards, and as well as the rest of them that strive to meet these standards, are partners in that effect. There's four facilities in Genoa Township, and we're very proud of those operations and hope they continue their commitment to both food safety and the health of their patrons. So Jennifer will present the awards as I read the names. The first one is Feridian Commons.
Anyone here from Feridian?
No one?
Okay.
Okay. Genoa Middle School.
Middle School.
Walnut Creek Elementary. There we go.
Hey, right. One up.
Yeah. Great.
Sporting her shirt, wild about cooking.
There we go.
And what's your name, ma'am?
I'm Cheryl Gleason.
Cheryl Gleason? Very good. Well, thank you very much for your work.
Congratulations. Great. Gosh.
And last but not least is Westerville Central High School.
Okay. Anyone here from Westerville Central? All right. Very good.
Great news all around.
Yeah. This is not an easy task. So these people are really to be commended. Some of the things we've been involved in and some of the licenses we've had to pull, we have to do that every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a situation that we at the board are not reluctant to do if we have severe violations. But then on the other hand, we have these entities which come pretty close to achieving perfection. So they have done this. They've worked hard to keep a clean establishment and a safe food service operation, as the rest of them in the township that haven't received these, that aren't having any problem with major violations and so forth. So we appreciate you, the board members, allowing us the time to present these awards to these organizations in your township. Thank you.
Maybe Lenny would like to get a photo.
You'd like to get a photo for Lenny?
Recipient?
Yeah.
And what was the one restaurant before the school?
Faradine.
Faradine Commerce.
Retirement Center.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Yeah, you want to come on up? Let's get a picture.
Yeah. Do it by the flags?
Well, Lenny?
I don't know. Wherever Lenny.
Where's a good spot?
You still have the same lunch lady at
Down here.
Okay, we'll get out here.
My son, Max.
It's still have a chance to make our life a breeze.
That's, yeah. I had lunch here many times.
Thank you.
They had a great salad bar. Great elementary school.
Very good. Old business. Any old business? I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Public comment.
Who else? Yes, sir. If you would.
You know, we have a wireless. Yeah. Can we give him a mic? Maybe?
Yeah, can you give him a mic? Yeah.
You can stay there. I'll bring the mic to you.
We'll bring the mic up. State your name and address, if you would, sir.
Yep. Well, my name is Lee Longwell. I live at 272 Peace Blow Road, and what I'm here tonight for is I have trouble with my back, and I can't walk very far. And what I'm looking for is actually get permission to come over here and share some of your activities and ride my quad. Which is I have. It's a new one. It's last year's model, and so I can get around and see what's going on activities. Because if not, I'm pretty well staying home then. So I'd like to have maybe I should get permission that I can come over here and have activities and also go on your bike path a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm not no hot rod kid that goes up and down like 90 mile an hour, but I like to go along slow because I like to see the countryside.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not going to be no hot rod kid, I think for sure.
Sure.
Because I know it does want to go fast it wants to.
It's
a speedy sucker. But it just runs along. I put in different, it's got a high and low range on it, so I put in low range and just crawl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. So it gets into bad problems. It's got four-wheel drive, so I don't have no problem with it whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh.
So I just want line. Just come here to ask you people the possibility that I could have get permit or what kind of thing I have to go through in order to join some of the activities over here. Mm-hmm. Now this summer in August, one of my reunions going to be over here.
Mm. Oh.
This year they're going to use the hall, I think.
Uh huh.
So that's the reason why I want to have.
How large of a, when you say a quad, is that a Four-wheel?
Four-wheel,
okay,
yes.
Four-wheel.
Yes, okay. And it's automatic, four-wheel brakes, mm-hmm. and it's got all these buttons for either four-wheel drive or down to two-wheel drive. So it's a big outfit. It's not a small one. Mm-hmm. It's Polaris.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you trailer it or?
Yes, okay. I trailer it here.
Okay. Yeah. And have you had a chance to talk with any other communities?
No, I have not.
Okay. So this is
because where I live at now, I ride it over there, but I know most everybody over that way. So,
right.
So uh-huh. I have no problem going to the people's land over there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You've ever heard of Paycoff?
Paycoff? Right, yeah.
Well, he's my friend. Yeah. I've known that family for years and years. And in fact, last year he gave me permission to the deer hunter's property.
Okay.
So I used the quad to even get on his property.
Oh,
the deer
my.
Hunter. Right. I didn't get any deer this year, but at least I was there anyway.
Yeah, you were out
first
there.
First time I've been deer hunting in 2 or 3 years because of my condition.
Okay. Uh-huh. Right. We had a conversation the other evening on telephone, and you explained the situation. And what I suggested at that time is that we would talk with our township administrator and our police officer, police chief. And then what I think we'll also do, if it's okay with the rest, other trustees, sure. Maybe refer this to our Parks Advisory Board.
And I even have a thing from a doctor to explain what's up.
Oh, okay.
I have my problem.
Right.
Can we make a copy of this?
If you would.
I'll give it back to you.
Yeah. Okay. So what we'd like to do right now, I believe our...
Chief's going to take it back.
Yeah. Right now, I believe our policy on our trails is that non-motorized vehicles are on our trail, so this would take an exception.
Right.
And our Parks Advisory Board oversees our parks and trails and then provides recommendations to the board trustees based on some of their research and right. discussions. And I know we try to make our facilities accessible to ADA, handicapped individuals of various types, and we put in a fishing pier over at Darwin Lake that was handicapped accessible, ADA qualified. So we are trying to encourage that, but it's just a matter of how that would fit in with that whole
the quad is, it's 4 foot wide and 7 foot long.
Oh, okay. That's a big mm-hmm. one. Yeah.
Well, and I think, too, there's a special condition here that even if someone else came to us and wanted to drive their quad on the trails, but, there's a special reason why you have that quad, and that's the only way you can get
that's
around.
Right.
I can see.
My doctor, that.
Yeah, so at least we've got that. Yeah, we have
he
that.
He recommended I get a quad, mm-hmm. so I can get around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, can I just to clarify? Are you looking for an exemption on an ongoing basis, or just for this particular class reunion?
Well, class reunion also for some of your activities you're going to have this year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay. Right. In our newsletter. Great.
Chief.
Glad you're reading it. Thanks. Okay, I just wanted to make that clear, because if it was a one-time event, that's a different argument to make than...
I probably 3 or 4 times a year.
Do you want to make it that
clear? 3 to 4 times a year, okay. There you go, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Chief.
The doctor there, he's a pain.
Yeah,
he
sure.
Nobody else can find out what's wrong until he did.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Have the Parks Advisory Board take a look at it.
Okay, and hopefully let's do an expedited on that Parks Advisory Board. They just met, though.
Yeah, I know they just met the other night. I don't know what the next scheduled meeting is. Your event is, or your reunion is in August?
It's August, yes.
Okay.
But like I said, I'd like to go to some of your...
Some of the other events that are
coming. Some other activities that you have here.
Yeah.
In your area.
Sure.
Okay. Well, since it's up to us, though, anyway, maybe we can... And if the Parks Advisory Board isn't going to be meeting soon,
yeah.
I'd rather just keep it with us after we research it.
Okay.
And see, because if we can issue a special permit, mm-hmm. police department, then it's just the logistics of the timeline.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm
no, I totally
concerned about
because
it's
sure.
a nice,
yeah.
weather's going to be good.
Right.
Yeah, but that's, it's up to you, whatever.
I just thought it was setting somewhat of a precedent.
Yeah, that
maybe
it's
we should have some kind of input, even if it's just sending out emails to the other members of the...
Yeah, that's true.
Or having conference call or something.
Yeah, I'd like to make sure, I mean, we have a very specific policy about motorized vehicles. I mean, if we're going to deviate, I at least want to have some discussions first with, you know, make sure that there's no liability issues, make sure that there's no precedent issues.
I got insurance on mine. I always carry insurance on my vehicle, so it's, hey, I just don't like to, someone comes and say, hey, I'm suing you, buddy.
Sure, right.
I mean, we're going to meet again in 2 weeks anyways, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, and so within that time frame.
I think we can come to some kind of a, some guidance. So within about 2 weeks.
Have you got my address, have you?
I have your phone number.
Okay, I have mine.
Yeah, so we can give you a call or have someone call or discuss. Yeah. We have other questions,
I'm not
too.
There, just get that so I have a...
And Mr. Longwell, it's not you that I'm worried about, but you know, we have other people on the trail, and you know, if somebody were to collide with your vehicle, or if somebody were to,
I don't worry about it because I got insurance.
Right, but there could be a lawsuit against the township, is what I'm saying. So, I just want to make sure that we're asking the right questions and just do a little bit of homework, and we'll do what we can to accommodate you.
I sure appreciate
That's not a license. You don't have a license.
No.
Okay, so it's not a license vehicle.
It's not a license.
Yeah. Okay.
But it is a vehicle that can run on the road. I've had arguments with the sheriff already.
Have you?
And he says, well, but I know you, lady. He says, I wouldn't give you a ticket. I said, well, maybe that'd be the best thing if you do. I said, give me a ticket, and then I'll go to court and see how and take this ticket once and for all.
Understood.
But then I went into internet, and I found out that the law reads, the state of Ohio, that you can take an RV a short distance on the road and then back on the land. That's okay.
You know, another option, maybe, Mr. Longwood, do you ever take a data bus throughout the county? Because I think that, Joe, help me out here, is that something that picks somebody up from the residence or near the residence and brings them to...
No, I can walk a short distance. I ain't completely wheelchair bound. Mm-hmm. But I drive.
Okay. You don't have an electric wheelchair?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, because I'm not disabled enough to own one.
Okay.
I'm not back even trying to talk to you. So I'm trying to talk to the people in the quad. I said, no, we don't do that.
Okay.
So I said, okay, I'll just have to pay it for myself.
Well, then what we'll do is, if it's okay with the other trustees, is we'll go ahead and talk to our Parks Advisory Board. We'll expedite this, and we'll make a decision by the next trustee meeting, which will be in 2 weeks.
Okay, fine.
Okay?
I appreciate very much.
Thanks for coming over.
Thanks,
we really appreciate,
appreciate
that.
Thanks for your service.
Yes.
You know what? Is there a way to get a hold of you, phone number, address?
My address.
Maybe you want to write it down?
Right now.
Okay.
272.
It's not a rotary meeting.
548-5981.
5981.
I've lived in this place 40 years. I bought the house nearly 40 years ago. I'm still here.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Have a good evening. Thanks for coming.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good talking with you. Anyone else for public comment? Yes, sir. Come on up. State your name and address and whatever's on your mind.
George Williams. I live at 8221 Julian Drive in the Woods and Medallion. We had a homeowners meeting with the Greater Association there. I understand there's 459 homes, and then there's our 46 condo units back there. And I petitioned the club and the Homeowners Association to consider signage. I checked with your zoning department. They said no trouble with signage. And somebody said, what's your problem? I explained it. And they said, well, you know, Google ought to correct that for you. And the problem is that we are surrounded by the golf course in Medallion. And our 62 units have no signage getting to the clubhouse. And people coming for weddings, coming down Tussock, coming into the development, think... Because Google says there's an unobstructed access between our development and the clubhouse and Medallion, they can ride right on through. Well, the problem is I live in the last building before the dead end. And when people are late, they do strange things. They go into, they move around and they rush out in the neighborhood, and there's people walking their dogs. I think there's one youngster in there, and I think he just went off to college. So all of us are mature people in there, okay? But we don't have kids, we have dogs.
Right.
And I don't have a dog personally, but it's going to be a safety concern for a lot of us. And the zoning commission, I already talked to them, it's no problem, you know, work with the club, no problem. And somebody said, maybe the Board of Trustees can petition Google to say, hey, that's a private road on their map, redo your maps. And it's just a comment.
Okay.
But it's a safety concern.
Sir, are you going to put some signage up, or what's the situation?
Bill Stevenson is the general manager. When the golf club decided that they could get new members by putting a new management team in, Bill Stevenson was appointed the general manager of the golf club. And he said, you know, we're going to redesign the signs anyway for the other entrances because we want to prominently proclaim that we are now an Arnold Palmer golf course.
Mm.
And he said, in doing so, this is the perfect time to come up. So I got the residents involved to agree that they, one of them said, put a sign on my property. The other one said, hey, golf course property across the way. Between the two of them, I think we get the word out to have people. But they're going to yell at people, say, Google says that I can drive through here. And then they get frustrated and they dead end into my little driveway or the not driveway, they can't speed out.
Right.
And because they're frustrated, they're late for a wedding.
Right.
And it's a continuing concern, and I don't know what the real answer is, but I'm just exploring possibilities. Maybe somebody's got a way to get to Google and say, yeah, we can fix that pollution, it doesn't happen, the next thing. Then it's a short-term problem and a long-term problem that creates accidents.
Mr. Williams, is it just Google, or like if I were to do it on Yahoo, would it come up with the same directions?
I don't know. I've got a relatively new vehicle, and mine shows it. Blockage between the two on my Subaru, and that's I think probably automatically updated.
Okay.
But I thought if there was an official announcement on behalf of the township that said this is a private road, fix your, you know, we're in an electronic age, and that ought to be fixed like this if you got to the right body that controls issuing maps.
Okay.
That's my concern.
Joe, do you need some more guidance as far as where the blockage is? And
yeah, the Shreya Hami with Delaware County's Dallas Projects, the one that provides the data to Google and Bing and all the mapping sources. Yeah, it's a Dallas Project that's in the auditor's office at Delaware County. But we can help you out and get an email to them as well. She's very responsive. But all the data that we collect here to county, the auditor's office manipulates that and places that on the internet. So,
I'll go ahead and make a motion if it would help, just authorizing you to contact the county Dallas program project to clarify that. Is there a name to the road or street?
Woods of the
Medallion.
Street is Julian Drive.
Okay,
is the last possible drive. It's the longest street in there.
Okay.
I'm in the last building, so
all right.
I'm a natural turnaround for people who are frustrated and upset because they're late for a wedding.
Okay.
So are they going over the grass into
No. They can't go any further. There's trees there and everything. Google says there's a roadway through there, but they're trying to find it.
Oh, so they just speed through the...
Yeah.
Because I know, I've been on Julian, and... Okay. Okay.
So we'll make a motion to authorize Joe Place to contact the Dallas Project, indicating to them that Julian Drive is a private road, and that for them to contact the appropriate mapping companies to advise them of that.
Dead end private road?
Yes, it's a
dead end. So they won't go back.
Yeah.
Dead end private road.
But there is a private road that's gated before you get to that point, and the confusion really exists with the cul-de-sac before you go into that private community. There's three roads in the private community. The first one is Duval Drive, and then there's two others, mine being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But just before you go into that cul-de-sac into the private community, there's a gated area with a gate at the clubhouse and a gate on this side. During the day, because of maintenance for the golf course, that gate is sometimes open. So there are going to be people who say, well, I got through, but it's still
okay.
Sounds like the entire community is private.
Yes.
So all roads in there are to be declared private roads.
accept that this gated road is just on the edge of the property.
So there's just one road that's more of an issue than the others.
I see.
It's before you even get into our development. It's right at the juncture of the cul-de-sac and the private development.
Do you have the info you need, Joe, on this?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So we have a motion.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, discussion.
Just to clarify your motion, it's basically to identify the roads in question.
Right.
And to ask that those are designated to whatever legal extent possible
right.
as private roads.
Right.
So, okay.
And I guess, I mean, I'll ask, we have our chief of police and our fire chief here. You don't see any issue with having those designated as such? Is there, okay. So.
And also as a dead end, this one, the Julian Drive has to be designated as a dead end.
Well, I don't know what kind of signage. I mean,
on Google, so it doesn't look. I think what he's saying, it looks as though on Google that it.
It says it's not a private drive. And that's the issue.
Okay.
And it's not. It isn't even a named street.
Uh huh.
Club Drive dead ends into the clubhouse. There's a little community of maybe six houses. That are private homes on the private walkway. Part of it is a service road to the service area of the golf course also, mm-hmm. but still it's gated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never gated a complete 24 hours because of the service tax.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, the gate is sometimes open, but it's not open on a continual basis. And I can't give you the exact hours.
Yeah. All right, so we have motion seconded, discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Kirkland.
Aye.
Okay. Very good. So, Joe, you'll take care of that. Great. Well, thanks for bringing that to our attention. We appreciate
thank you,
that.
Mr. Williams.
All right. Where are we at? Maintenance. Oh, we have police? I'm sorry. It's on the bottom of the page. Police. Sorry, Bob.
I'm not on the agenda, but I did. I did have Officer Berner stop in today and to introduce his new partner. So if you can come up, Jason,
oh,
please.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
This guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at him.
I didn't think we were going to.
Gee. Oh, look. Oh, I bet Lenny can get a picture of it.
Yeah, he got one earlier.
Oh, did he? Okay,
this
great.
This is Gandalf. 27 months old. We went through roughly 6 weeks of training. We're glad to be back. I'm glad to be back and get back to work, so we're excited for what lies for us.
Great.
Wow. Well, tell us about the training then. What are some of the things you did?
Well, we went through 6 weeks of extensive training. He was a, what you call a German police dog. He has achieved one of the highest levels of his BH title in Germany, which is
okay.
They don't hand these certificates out to anybody, and he achieved it, so it's something rare. I mean, it's a good quality in a dog, so he's very calm. He remains calm in a car,
oh,
you know, those type of things. So the only thing that we had to teach him to do was to, for narcotics. And that was, you know, that was, took some time, but we got there, and we certified last week, certified through the state of Ohio last week, and we're ready to go.
Great.
Oh, my gosh.
He's bigger than Brutus.
He is much bigger than Brutus. And he's actually really skinny right now.
Uh-huh.
He had some health issues. He had worms when he came over from Germany.
Uh-huh.
Got those taken care of. But they're expecting him to be anywhere between 95 and 100 pounds.
Wow.
Wow. And he stays at your home,
yes.
Doesn't
yep.
he?
Yep. He lives with us.
Yeah. How's that working out?
It's good.
Good.
Yeah, we got a kennel set up in the backyard.
Oh, good. Good. Good.
Okay.
Good.
How's your finger? You gave that
fine,
you
yeah.
gave that little love bite a little
yeah,
while back.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, really?
Feel okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Jason, what other? I mean, I know he's obviously used here, and what other jurisdictions we have mutual aid? I mean, he's going to be used elsewhere as well.
Yeah, we are actually currently on call list for Delaware County.
Mm-hmm.
If they currently have three canine units, but if none of their canine units are available, I'm first on the list for them to call. Also, Westerville, Sunbury, you know, agencies around here, we've used, PALS used us before,
mm-hmm.
OSP, so,
great.
Yep, we're available for call-outs and demos.
Good.
Does Westerville have a canine unit?
They do. Westerville does still have a canine unit.
Okay. When you say canine unit, you mean one canine?
They only have one team, yes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and I think that dog's getting close to retirement.
Okay.
I'm not sure what they're gonna
okay,
do
about
that.
Okay. Gee, thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Good looking dog.
Yes, thank you, Gandalf. Golly.
Very nice.
Woo.
Oh, he smells something.
Oh, he smells
food. I said cheese, yeah.
Cheese, oh yeah.
All right, very good.
Oh my God.
Chief, anything else?
No, sir.
Nothing? Okay, very good.
Bob,
maintenance.
Update on McNamara Park.
Yay.
All right.
We have got all the blacktop completed. We got all the storm sewer completed.
Okay.
We're doing dirt work around the new asphalt. And if the weather holds out, everything, including the contractor, will be done within 3 weeks.
Very good.
Gee, within 3 weeks from today, then?
Yeah.
Wow. So maybe like June 1st. Or
yeah. My June 1st completion date is going to happen.
You're still going to. Oh, Bob, that's great.
Very good. Well, Bob, you and your crew has have done a great job. You had a lot of adversity last year with the weather. And, this year it's been pretty good, I think. So, very good. Well, I look forward to having that up and running and having our residents being able to go out there this summer.
Yep.
I am going to open. I got the park completely closed right now.
Okay.
Just because of drop-offs, I should be done with the shelter house in probably next week sometime.
Okay.
So I'll start letting people back in.
Gee.
Okay. We have good signage and everything up.
Very
good.
Yeah, I drove. We rode our bikes the other night past the park on the trail, and it's taped off and it very clear signage. So
good.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank
what else?
You, Bob.
The only other thing I got is I need a then and now purchase order to Mid-Ohio Paving for asphalt that we purchased to complete the parking lot and trails. And the amount is $21,840.15.
Mr. Chairman, I motion to authorize a then and now purchase order to Mid Ohio Paving Inc. in the amount of $21,840.15 for parking lot asphalt for the McNamara Park Project Phase 1.
I'll second.
It's been made and seconded. Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpone.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. That's all I have.
All right, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Development and zoning. Joe?
I do not have any nuisance resolutions for you this evening. It appears we're getting compliance on tall grass.
Hey, everybody's mowing their grass.
So we have a few we're still watching, but it seems like we're progressing toward a good spring. So I'm going to present you a fee waiver request. We had a BZA meeting. I'm passing those down. We had a BZA meeting last Tuesday of last month. So I believe it was last Tuesday. And the applicant had expressed prior to the hearing, actually at their initial hearing, they came before the BZA in March and had presented an application. BZA requested additional information. At the hearing, one of the board members expressed to them that they would waive their fee. We expressed that they needed approval of the trustees, and it was kind of formality that they did not come before you. I don't know that we would have been too supportive of the fee request without the board members' indication, but there is definitely a miscommunication to the applicant. They presented us a $400 check for the hearing. We've been holding that check, so this was our chance to formally present the waiver request to you. They originally asked for the fee waiver, and we asked for further justification, and they provided that, stating I'm requesting this waiver based on the board's request for additional information from me before they wanted to consider the matter. And present that to you for consideration. It's a $400 fee and it's for a variance.
Is there a staff recommendation, Joe? Maybe you said.
I don't know that we were too supportive of the fee request other than because of the miscommunication. And we've expressed to the Board of Zoning Appeals that our procedure is to bring the fee request to you guys to separate separation of powers.
Yeah.
And same with any permits that we issue. We can't just waive the fee. So I think we've cleared that up, but unfortunately it did cause miscommunication with this case. So.
Okay, you're saying that we're supposed that you don't have a recommendation on this, or you do?
I'm okay with it because of the miscommunication.
Oh, and meaning miscommunication from?
Yeah, there was a miscommunication from the Board of Zoning Appeals that the applicant believed that they had a fee waiver in place when they walked out of the meeting that evening.
Right.
Okay. Oh, I see.
And I tried to be clear to them during the meeting, but the applicant's always under stress of sitting under the limelight during the meeting, so I understand the confusion. So I don't think we're not setting a precedent that we're going to waive variance fees, but because of the miscommunication, I would recommend this to you.
Okay. And what was the project? What type of?
It's a fence application. It was for a fence height in a front yard exceeding 30 inches, as our code requires. And it was already decided. So.
Okay.
Ray. I can tell you that after you vote.
How high is the fence?
The fence proposal was, I think, 6 foot.
And it exceeds by what, 30 inches? You said?
Yeah, it exceeded our 30-inch requirement. I do believe they reduced it at the last hearing, less than 6 foot, but it was maybe 5 foot instead of 30 inches. So it was much higher.
So if I'm hearing you right, Joe, any other time there'd be really no basis to waive the fee.
Correct.
There seems to be some extenuating circumstances with this case, in that the applicant was maybe promised or led to believe that the fee would be waived by the BZA.
Yes.
And
that's a good way to put it.
Okay.
I'll entertain a motion. What are the wishes?
Yeah, I mean,
I'll put a motion out there. We can discuss
it.
I'll motion to approve the fee waiver as requested.
And I'll second.
All right. Motion been made and seconded. Discussion.
Gosh. So did the BZA think they could approve?
Yes. Yes. Our fee schedule clearly states that it's $400 per hearing. The BZA was under the assumption that they were requesting the information, so therefore there would be no fee. But we do still have the cost of running a meeting,
right.
So our fee schedule is based on that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've not made a practice of waiving fees, whether it's board request or not. It's the applicant's responsibility to bring forward their application if they don't.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm not sure that the board member that did that has been on the board for many years, so I assume that he's based on some past history of it being different. So
has he been spoken with?
Yes.
The board member?
Yes. Yes. Yes, no, the board, they clearly understood that it wasn't their jurisdiction after we talked about it. So
when it says from the applicant, I'm requesting the waiver based on the board's request for additional information from the, what board are they talking about?
The Board of Zoning Appeals.
Okay, and so he gave them additional information?
Yes, he did resubmit additional information at their request. He just didn't resubmit it with a fee, which was our assumption if he wasn't going to request a fee waiver. And it may have been our confusion as well, because we didn't bring it directly to you, because we figured he was going to submit that as a formal request, which is what we had indicated to him to do. And he did do that now, but it's just a little later than we would have liked.
I mean, do we know exactly what was said? I mean, I guess
sure.
what I'm worried about with a precedent is if somebody, you know, tries to find just one board member and try to put words in their mouth and then come to us arguing that, well, I was led to believe I was going to get a fee waiver.
Sure.
I mean.
Yeah, we have it on tape.
It's on tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't deceivious or anything like that. It was just a pure misunderstanding.
I would have clarified
it more that evening. I did clarify it, but I didn't clarify it probably enough that the applicant walked out understanding that there was a next step. So
I just want to make sure that it's substantiated and that, you know, we can clearly point to this as an aberration and not something that could happen again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joe, I also noticed an email here from a legal counsel. Was the legal counsel there on behalf of the applicant?
Yes. Yeah, the applicant wasn't present. It was just their counsel.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And he is the one requesting the fee waiver. He submitted the application on their behalf.
Okay. And this is a residential?
It is a residential.
Okay. We have a motion. Second.
Well, I guess call the roll.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpone?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Hopefully we won't get one.
Reluctantly.
Yeah, reluctantly.
But carries.
That's right. Yeah.
So let's be careful and maybe reiterate to our boards that they articulate the fees clearly next time.
That's great. I don't have anything else for you this evening. I appreciate the effort on that. And then I will say that development is picking up, and we have an extreme amount of interest this year in activity in the township. And if it's any sign of things to come, I think we're going to have a lot of zoning activity to bring for you this year. We have an application that's been filed for that's being filed for rezoning over in Highland Lakes for 13 acres. And we'll also be looking at a couple others north of Big Walnut. It seems like a lot of interest. And we've been continuing to have conversations with the county about sewer access, and those seem to be going well. So
good.
That's all I have. I just...
Joe, this is the time of year when people start adding decks, remodeling decks, building structures. I assume we try to do some communications, or would it be of value to get something out to the homeowners associations, just advising people of what the requirements are, and at what point does someone need to contact the zoning office for permits or whatever?
Yes, we have a HOA roundtable coming up here, I believe, in 2 weeks, and
okay.
We do have a presentation plan to make them aware of the information they can pass on to their residents,
or okay.
Anyone that can help advocate for getting proper permits before it becomes a problem.
Great.
Excellent.
Bob, I didn't answer the phone, so they're calling you.
You guys are texting each other.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I know, yeah. You know, oftentimes people just make the assumption that it's okay to build the deck, and, you know, then once it's built, then we have problems. So sure. Hopefully we can get that communicated to folks. Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Fire. Chief Honeycutt.
Good evening. I just have one order of business tonight. In accordance to the labor agreement, there's a educational incentive for all personnel. However, they're not entitled to it until they at least make probation. So I come before you tonight to request a motion to accept Amber Miskovich's application for the incentive bonus effective April 5th of 2012. It'll actually be retroactive to April 5th, 2012.
Okay.
Okay. I'll move to authorize an education supplement for firefighter Amber Miskovich, increasing her hourly rate to 25 cents per hour per the current union contract.
I will second that motion.
Motion been made and seconded. Discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpone?
Aye.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Congrats to Amber.
Yes. No big fires or anything?
Not as of late.
Good.
Right.
That's a good thing.
Keep it that way, yeah.
All right.
Administration.
Here he is again.
I'm here, yeah. I haven't looked at the items. I understand the first one we have is a request for a parking resolution.
Right.
Where we've been having some problems, and ask for you to consider that.
Could you maybe, are you in a position to give us any background on that, Joe?
I talked to Paul, and also Paul Weiser, Administrator, is ill tonight, so that's why he's not here. From what I understand, Rick, there's been some vehicles parked close to the entrance off of Old 3C onto Cambridge Way, Upper Cambridge Way. Yard care, landscaping, other vehicles, and as cars are pulling, turning in, it's creating some potential safety hazards. So I think just some residents have ask if we could do something about the no parking. Chief, I don't want to blindside you with this, but I didn't know if that was, if you were aware of it or not, but...
We concur.
Yeah, we concur with that, so. And I also noticed one the other day, too. I mentioned at the Paul off Mount Royal on Hillmar. There's oftentimes cars parked not far from Mount Royal, south on Hillmar, and especially in the morning with all the high school kids.
Along the baseball field there?
No, it's actually on Hillmar, going south. You're north.
I see.
Mount Royal. Mount Royal and Hillmar, but it's on South Hillmar.
South of that four-way stop.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
yeah.
There's some cars that are parked fairly close to that intersection on Hillmar, and as traffic backs up and cars are in there, it makes a little bit of a problem sometimes. So
well, it may obscure the signage as well. Is that
that's right? Possible, too. So I don't know. Maybe we, I don't know if the officers are seeing any of these kind of situations out there, Chief, but, you know, there's nothing saying you can't park on the roads at this point in time, but there might be some situations where we may want to look at that. So, but anyhow, that's the background on it from what I understand.
On the Hillmar issue, Joe, but do we have contacts with the Sherbrooke HOA that maybe we could have a discussion with them about?
Yes.
At least.
Yes, it's my understanding we can talk with them, and we will do that. I'm not sure that we've contacted them or not.
No, I just mentioned it to Paul the other day, and you know, another couple of weeks, school's going to be on. It's not going to be as big of an issue, but sure. You know,
no, yeah.
There's so much congestion up there anyhow that it just seems like it's just one more thing that adds to it. So.
Could be even more of an issue though, because if they're not in school, then they're out driving around. Right. Who knows?
So, okay. I believe we have a resolution. So entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I motion the adoption of the following resolution. Whereas the Board of Trustees of Genoa Township, Delaware County, Ohio, is authorized to regulate parking on township roads and streets by Ohio Revised Code Sections 505.17 and 4521.02. And whereas the Board of Trustees of Genoa Township established parking regulations for selected roads and procedures for the enforcement of violations, including a schedule of fines on Resolution 03-17, dated August 13, 2003, and whereas residents on Upper Cambridge Way have requested that the board consider prohibiting parking on a section of Upper Cambridge Way for the safety and well-being of the residents, and whereas the board has determined that the public safety and welfare of the township would be served by the regulation of parking on certain township roads, and therefore be it resolved that the Board of Trustees hereby enacts the following parking regulation. Parking shall be prohibited at all times on both sides of Upper Cambridge Way, 200 feet to the east of Old 3C Highway.
Okay. Second that motion. Any discussion?
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Garfani?
Aye.
One thing I would add is, Bob, I would assume maintenance would go out and post those. I know we had some criticism on Senator Green, I think, about the frequency of the signs, so you know, use your judgment on how many need.
There'll be two signs on each side.
Okay, sounds reasonable. All right, thank you.
Joe? The next item is for cooperative purchasing. This is authorizing Administrator Wise to purchase on behalf of the township and participate in the cooperative purchasing program. We went down last year. I believe Chief Honeycutt went with us. And toured the facility. Did you go with us? No. It was a great tour. Felt like you were there. We had a good time. These items are retired and typically at a huge discount available to government for purchase. And we did see a lot of items that we typically purchase throughout business that could be a big savings to us. The items are auctioned off, and we have an opportunity to participate in this before the auction occurs at a government rate. So we would like to participate for the interest of trying to save some money. And something we may or may not purchase through this program, but it would be an opportunity to try to take advantage of things that other governments are throwing away.
Very good.
So, I guess...
We have a resolution.
Right. Do we read the whole resolution? I guess... Yes? Well, okay. We should.
It's pretty detailed. Probably should.
A Okay. All right. I'll move to authorize a resolution for, I guess I'll just move the adoption of the following resolution. The title is Resolution Authorizing Genoa Township, Delaware County to participate in the State of Ohio Cooperative Purchasing Program. Whereas Ohio's Cooperative Purchasing Act, amended Senate Bill number 100, is signed into law on December 4th, 1985, and whereas effective March 6, 1986, Ohio's Cooperative Purchasing Act provides the opportunity for counties, townships, municipal corporations, regional transit authorities, regional airport authorities, or port authorities, and school districts, conservancy districts, township park districts, and park districts, and other authorities to participate in contracts distributed by the State of Ohio Department of Administrative Services, Office of Cooperative Purchasing for the purchase of supplies, services, equipment, and certain materials. Now, therefore, be it ordained by the Genoa Township Board of Trustees, Section 1, that Paul F. Wise, Township Administrator of Genoa Township, hereby requests authority in the name of Genoa Township, it should say hereby, requests authority in the name of Genoa Township to participate in state contracts, which the Department of Administrative Services Office of State Purchasing has entered into, and the Office of Cooperative Purchasing has distributed for the purchase of supplies, services, equipment, and certain other materials, pursuant to Revised Code Section 125.04. Section 2, that Paul F. Wise is hereby authorized to agree in the name of Genoa Township to be bound by all contract terms and conditions, as the Department of Administrative Services Office of Cooperative Purchasing prescribes. Such terms and conditions may include a reasonable annual membership fee to cover the administrative costs which the Department of Administrative Services incurs as a result of Genoa Township's participation in the contract. Further, that the Township Administrator of Genoa Township does hereby agree to be bound by all such terms and conditions and to not cause or assist in any way the misuse of such contracts or make contract disclosures to non-members of the co-op for the purchase of avoiding the requirements established by Ohio Revised Code Section 125.04. Section 3, that the Township Administrator of Genoa Township is hereby authorized to agree in the name of Genoa Township to directly pay the vendor under each state contract in which it participates for items it receives pursuant to the contract. And the Township Administrator of Genoa Township does hereby agree to directly pay the vendor. Resolution must be approved, dated, and filed with the Office of Cooperative Purchasing prior to use of a contract. Additionally, the payment of the appropriate annual fee must be made prior to contract use.
Very good. Motion's been made.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Could you repeat the motion? I second the motion.
Very good. Motion's been made and seconded. Discussion. We had not been on this for a while. I understand we used to be on it, got off it, now we're going back on it. So it's just another way of trying to maintain some cost.
Makes sense.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfano.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I will say after governments are done with it, it does go to public sale, and if anyone wants a good steal on some items, it's police bar lights and everything else that was out for auctions. Very, very interesting. And copiers and all sorts of fun stuff. The last item I had was organized sports policy, and I'll invite Parks Chairman Mark Harmon to join me. He made good time in showing up here at just the right time. So I understand the Parks Advisory Board has been working on an organized sports policy. I'm going to let Mark elaborate on exactly what they've gotten done and the recommendation they're making to you.
Great.
Good evening, trustees. I'm here on behalf of the Parks Advisory Board, and we are presenting you with a sports policy for usage of our parks. It came to our attention in the last 12 months that we have various organizations using our parks for free, which as a resident I have an issue with. But and we were looking for a way to develop a policy so that staff and the township can manage our facilities effectively. And right now we recognize that probably Freeman Road Park and Worthington Road are really the two major places that this is going to occur this year. But going forward, we wanted to do something and be proactive with a policy for that would include McNamara as well. And so what we developed is we had a subcommittee of five of us that took a look at four or five other townships and their policies. And what we did is we integrated these into our policy. What we would like to have is our policy. And it's been through staff review. The Parks Advisory Board has reviewed it and approved it. Since the board's review and approval, it's my understanding it's also gone to the county prosecutor's office for review. They made some slight language revisions and also included item 31, which is the insurance requirement, which originally we'd intended to have that with the actual application form, but it's now in the policy. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to put a policy in place that we didn't have to go back and revise on an ongoing basis if the insurance requirement changed or if something changed. But since it's there, we discussed it at our meeting last night, and it's there. We're fine with it. And we would encourage you to review and ultimately approve it, because we think that there's definitely a need in the township to manage these facilities on an ongoing basis, because up until now we haven't been effectively managing these facilities. So I think that's all I have.
Thank you for all your work on it. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, Mr. Chair, I do have, I guess, a question or maybe a concern.
Okay.
Item 4, collection of people associated with sports association who wish to use a field either for games or practices shall not be considered walk-on users and therefore must secure a reservation to be issued a permit in advance of using a township sports
field. Right.
Okay, now the games I understand.
Uh-huh.
Practice is one I need a little bit of help with.
Okay, and that is actually directed precisely at Worthington Road Park, because we have a situation up there particularly on the weekdays, in the evenings, where you have multiple organizations using it between really from probably 5 in the afternoon until dark.
Okay.
And going forward, number one, obviously the township is maintaining that. And number two, we're trying to manage the use of that, because that ultimately that park is going to get damaged. We're going to have more maintenance issues up there. And it's really directed at organized sports, as opposed to if you and I want to go out and play basketball or kick a ball around. That's not what it's intended to do at all.
Well, I guess the scenario I'm thinking of is some of these soccer programs, you know, the coaches are parent volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's say, you know, I'm a dad and I want to get, you know, I want to bring four or five young kids and just go to Freeman Park or Hillmar Park near me and just go out and work on techniques for an hour. Do I need to go and get a permit and insurance?
That's not what it's directed at.
Okay, because though you're affiliated with that sports association,
I understand,
and it's technically a practice. Mm-hmm. I mean,
and and we actually had that discussion during the Parks Advisory Board. We had one member that is a coach, and that was exactly his question.
Okay.
And part of the reason that this is drafted the way it is to give staff some discretion, and again, to manage the use of these facilities.
Sure.
And that's really what it's aimed at, is managing the facilities, particularly by the organizations that are coming into the township.
Mm-hmm.
We want it oriented in the township. We want it used by township residents. If there's a competing organization that is primarily comprised of township residents, obviously they would be given priority over someone that's coming in from outside.
I think it's very well crafted. I think you guys have done a great job. And I'm glad to see some management established here with these fields.
Right.
I just want to make sure it's not heavy-handed to
no.
the point where
absolutely
we're doing more harm to our own residents than good. But
absolutely, that's not the intent.
Understood.
Whatsoever, because we recognize that these parks are paid for by the residents,
right.
they're maintained by the residents, and they're for use by the residents. And really, that's what the focus of the management is to preserve it for the residents.
Okay. Well, as long as we have that discretion, then that's
absolutely.
All I needed to hear. So.
Okay.
Thank you
Anything
again.
Else?
And my thanks to Joe. Is it Joe Luby? Who spearheaded?
Joe Luby primarily crafted it. Mm-hmm. I was on the committee. Joe Place, Linda Greco, and Ron Kyle.
Good.
We were
It's very well written.
After several rounds, it becomes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very.
It gets
well
dissected
done.
Down, and then it went to the prosecutor.
I think it's an excellent policy.
Thank you.
Does the board wish to look this over and then in 2 weeks come back, or do you feel comfortable? And
I mean, Mr. Chairman, I did read it prior to the meeting,
yeah.
and I mean, I thought it was good. I just wanted to, again, just I wanted to make sure that we had that discretion
right.
for, you know, the volunteer parents that want to bring out a couple kids on a on a Wednesday
yeah,
night.
I
so,
think that's a good.
You know, I didn't want them getting chased off and having to pay outrageous fees.
Absolutely.
And, so,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Understood. So and I'm comfortable personally moving forward.
Yeah. And again, you know, it wasn't too long ago we had a situation with
mm-hmm.
the property down on Jaycox that was being proposed. I mean, this policy was actually being discussed before that situation came up, but that kind of helped motivate us even more.
Mm-hmm.
And this policy does not mean, I mean, this is not associated with that property in particular.
No, in fact,
so.
This is actually, it's somewhat of a result. We had discussions about doing this previously
right.
To the situation there at Jaycox, but it's not aimed at any particular facility.
Right.
It's aimed at all of them.
All
because we
lanes.
Want to have effective
right.
use of all of them, not just one or two or three.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what that was the motivation to do that. Though.
Good.
This was recommended in the 2010 strategic open space plan that was adopted. That this was a
mm-hmm.
part of that.
Okay.
Recommend
that. Very
awesome.
Good.
Okay. I have no problem in moving ahead.
Okay.
Read it.
I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I motion to adopt the organized sports policy as recommended from our Parks Advisory Board.
Very good.
Second.
Seconded. Discussion.
Just thank, you know, I
yes.
want to make sure we recognize the members and thank the members
on
the who participated in this because it's really a good document. Took a lot of time.
Thank you. Definitely. Let them know.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carbone.
Aye.
Very good. Motion passes. Okay. That's it. And employee manual update. Joe, employee manual.
I believe there were just a couple of tweaks to the employee.
What do you mean?
yes, I do remember the recollection. I thought it got pulled. Is it on the agenda this evening?
Oh, actually.
It was listed.
Oh, you know what? I believe it is pulled because I have it as a heading. But
ah, yes. Okay. So it was.
So,
I think we did
okay.
hold off on that. All right.
All right.
Stand corrected. Okay. A few other announcements. Child ID, May 8th, 2012, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. I assume that's here at the office or?
At the office.
Office? Yeah. Okay, thanks, Chief. Gardening and Pruning Clinic, May 8th, 2012, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Our gardeners, I'm sure, are hard at work out there. Technical and Advisory Board, May 10th, 2012, at 6 p.m. Next regular trustee meeting, May 17th, 2012, at 7 p.m. The Genoa Township Business Association Expo, a great event, May 18th and 19th, 2012, to Kroger's, beginning at 3 p.m. Bike tour, May 19th, 2012, 8 a.m., at Gathering at Trek on Maxtown Road. And the Center Green Park Festival, May 20th, 2012, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Another good community activity. At this time, I would ask to go into recess.
move a temporary recess, Mr. Chairman.
Temporary recess been moved. I'll second. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfani.
Aye.
Motion carries. We will stand in recess until we reconvene.
Yes.
You know, I got my keys.
I got my
keys. Give your keys. No,
all right, we're going to reconvene the Genoa Township Trustee meeting. It's May 3, 2012. The time is 8:29 p.m.
Shall we move a reconvene? I don't think we probably need to, but...
I don't know. Do we need to? I don't think so.
Okay, I don't think so
good.
Either. Yeah.
Is there any other business to come before the board?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to go into executive session to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee.
Okay. Motion's been made. Second?
I'll second it.
Made and seconded. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfani.
Aye.
Okay. We stand adjourned into executive session at 8:30 p.m. Okay, we're going to come back into session of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees, meeting May 3rd, 2012. We're going to adjourn from executive session at 9:19 p.m.
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chair, that we adjourn out of executive session at 9:19 and go back into regular session.
Motion's been made.
Second.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfani.
Aye.
Motion carried. We are now back into session. Being any other business to come before the board?
I have none.
Nope.
Hearing none. Same here. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move to adjourn at 9:20 p.m.
Seconded.
Motion made, seconded.
The regular trustee meeting.
Regular trustee meeting.
Yeah, sorry.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfani?
Aye.
We stand adjourned at 9:20 p.m.